Okay, let's take a poll. How weird does it feel to be called someone's fiance, right? The first time you hear it, you do like a double take. Your heart kind of flutters, and before you know it, you go from, let's just enjoy this moment, to we're planning a fall wedding. That's where Zola comes in. Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place and have fun along the way. From free planning tools like a budget tracker, super necessary, and website, to a venue and vendor discovery tool that matches you with your dream team, everything on Zola is designed to make your wedding journey as easy as possible. And with invites that can be completely customized and a wedding registry packed with gifts you actually want. Zola takes you from save our date to thanks so much without breaking a sweat. From getting engaged to getting married, Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com. Happy wedding.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Ready to go? Chickens?
They're a-clucking.
Other animals? And action!
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, Rockaholics. Happy Thirsty Thursday. Steve Miggs, I am just working hard on my New Year's resolution.
How is it going for you? Because I was like, oh, today's Thirsty Thursday. And you said that your goal is to not drink during the week.
Yeah, I'm trying not to drink
it's
during
very
the
ambitious.
Week. Or like maybe, you know, just fewer days with alcohol than without alcohol. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Yeah, like for balance. But
so what, like
Thursday,
over the course of 7 days, you'd like to have at least four of them
drink free. I'm at three so far this week.
I love, it's just a big difference between you and I. There's so many differences between you and I, which I think is awesome. But like this would just be easy for me to do all 7 days. Like I honestly don't remember the last time I even had a drink of alcohol.
You're really good. You take care of that,
really,
that palace of yours.
That palace. I don't know if
that
it's a palace.
Temple.
It's more like a slum, but you know, for different reasons.
You know, on top of that, I said I wanted to get back into yoga, and I bought a new yoga mat yesterday.
Oh, then you're
good. I have not used it, but I bought one. So
Yeah. Things
are going in the right direction, Steve.
Okay, so yesterday, was there any chance, like, was there any temptation? Was there somebody trying to offer you the booze-ski?
Well, I have two bottles of wine in my wine rack that were just staring at me like, hey, girl, hey.
Well, like,
and
like
I gave them the finger.
Like an 80s sitcom where they turn into like an animated thing.
Exactly.
Hey, come over here and drink us. We taste delicious.
Hey, we see you're cooking. We know what you normally do. Open me.
That's more like a 90s sitcom. It's just say no.
Yeah, right?
It's like a PSA.
So tonight will be the true test, Thirsty Thursday.
Now,
it's like
it,
Friday Junior, you know?
We've been focusing on wine, but are there any other drinks that you're trying to stay away from?
I mean, wine's really the only thing I drink during the week. I don't keep beer really in the house.
I don't drink water.
Well, of course I drink water and coffee.
Yeah.
I have some tea. Maybe I'll try some tea. I won't try any tea. Now let's inform the Rockaholics.
Knowledge is power.
So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law. I do have to say, yesterday you were mentioning this, and I love our Rockaholics, because some of them, maybe they're half listening, or I think they're under the assumption that you're trying to get sober. So, like, there were some really nice, heartfelt text messages from people who have been, like, you know, on their own path of sobriety. They're like, hey, I'm 10 years sober. You can do this. I have faith. And I'm like, she's just trying to be, you know, 10 hours sober.
She's trying to get through 4 days,
right,
okay?
Right, right, right. I think it's really nice that you're giving her words of encouragement, but this isn't like, you know, this is not going to go longer than 4 or 5 days.
I mean, I live with a person that doesn't drink alcohol, and he's like, he's not even saying like, you can do it. He's just waiting. He's like, you're going
to
fall.
Oh, I'd love to ask him right now. I know he's doing his radio show, but like, is he kind of like, babe, because sometimes my mom, I'll get a little wired up, and my wife's like, maybe you should go to wrestling training. Like, is there any wrestling training coming up? Like, you need to get whatever it is that's inside of you out. Like, whatever your outlet is, you need that to be out of your body.
I'm sure he's one step away from just handing me a glass of wine at
night. Just drink it. You're asleep, and he's just kind of pouring it in your mouth. Don't worry, babe. It's going to be fine.
Oh, boy.
Hey, the DMV is brought to you by Palace Law, and today I want to see about everybody's feeling about this. It's World Nerd Day.
Nerd.
Everyone over here, nerds. What do you nerd out about?
Cribbage.
That's right, you
Rush.
Do.
Rush and cribbage are probably my two nerdiest things, I would say.
Danny?
I mean, I'm not as much into it as I used to be, but still Disney.
Disney.
I can go on about, like, for 15-minute rants about just Disneyland in general, so
it's just that passionate
it's
thing.
It's just that I just know so much about it. I went so deep down the hole years ago that I can tell you probably anything you need to know about Disney and Disney pin trading.
Why are you such a nerd, bro?
What about Sarah?
Wine? Box wine?
I'm not a nerd. What can I say?
Okay.
Maybe.
No, I mean, more of a dork than a nerd.
I don't think I like that either, honestly.
The glare that you just
Sarah
gave me when
cool
I said
cool girl.
That. Yeah, you and me both. I'm only into cool things.
Like wrestling.
Thank you.
So cool.
I'm glad that you recognize that. All right. There's the wildfires that are going on in Los Angeles. We were just talking about before even the show started. It's just heartbreaking to see some of the video footage and what everybody is going through. It's claimed at least 5 lives, destroyed over 1,000 buildings. The winds were just so bad yesterday that it just made it almost impossible, pretty much impossible to stop these fires. They're hoping that the winds would be a little bit better today so they could get these fires a little bit under control. But a lot of people's homes are just completely destroyed. And in fact, there's some local firefighters that are now heading to California to help out the Toledo Bay Fire Department. They're going to be traveling to California to help the firefighters, and a bunch of other Washington State Department of Natural Resources are going to be there as well. So our hearts go out to them as well, and hopefully they stay safe throughout all of this. But it just sucks. I mean, I'm seeing some more and more friends that are in the California area just posting on their social media saying, yep, just got told to evacuate. And I don't even know what that would be like to have to be told, leave your home, and you don't know if you're ever going to be able to go back to that home the way that it once was.
For sure. REI has announced that they are closing their experiences division. So that means over 400 layoffs, 180 full-time employees, and about 248 part-time guides. Their CEO is Eric Arts, and he says that the division just has not been profitable and they've got high operating costs. So it's time to close that down. But the employees that are affected are going to get a severance package, and then customers that had booked through experiences will get a full refund.
That sucks.
Yeah.
We did get a text message from somebody on text line at 206-803-ROCK, and they brought up a very good point about our friend Sarah, that she is a nerd when it comes to something. Reality TV. They say you're a reality TV nerd, which is super sad.
Why are you such a nerd, bro?
I was actually thinking, okay, yeah, I'll take that, because reality TV isn't really nerdy or dorky.
No, it is.
It's cool.
No, it's both. Hey, the Kraken, they're in Columbus tonight, taking on the Columbus Blue Jackets, so hopefully we get a win tonight. As far as weather, 46 degrees, it's going to be sunny today. The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino, and that's what's up.
I feel like none of the three of you are big into karaoke, but do you have a go-to karaoke song?
Yes, I got to go to the bathroom, and I don't come back.
Oh, no.
No, I don't. I mean, I think if I did, it would just be something stupid. Like, you know, I mean, what the hell is that B-52 song?
Love Shack?
I feel like that's
Let's
a good one.
Let's do a duet, Steve.
That's why. You could drag somebody else up there, and all I have to do is say, it's about to set sail.
I was going
to
say, is it because the dude doesn't really sing?
Yes.
It's more just like talking.
Like
loud.
Aggressively. Which is what Steve does every morning.
That's my aggressive singing. I got me a car. It seats about 20. So hurry up and bring your jukebox money.
You have a future in the karaoke bar, Steve.
No,
this is great news. Well, there's a lead singer of a popular alternative rock band back in the 90s that is going viral because he's been showing up to random karaoke bars and singing his hit song.
I absolutely love this.
And it's to a room full of people who don't even know who he is.
No idea.
It's amazing. You're going to hear how it sounds at 6:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
Brian Vander Ark is the frontman of the Verve Pipe, and I am loving this so much. He has been surprising karaoke crowds by performing his band's own 90s hit, The Freshman.
I think you say only, because that's also the right term to use as well.
Absolutely, yes.
Yes.
And they're not recognizing him because he's Brian Vander Ark.
He even did it like a family get together where like a kid had like one of those little kid karaoke things and he was singing it in front of like his friends and family. And it's so great because nobody seems to give a flying F. And he's such a fun dude. He has a great sense of humor about it.
He says he loves when they have no idea and they, you know, have been kind of impressed with his performance. So let's hear it.
I have to say, first of all, like that song. I mean, it just brings you right back to late 90s.
It's like the soundtrack to a good chunk of my life.
The best times ever. Now, mind you, he's singing while people are just like eating like their dinner.
Wow. That's what you do with karaoke, right?
I wish. I would go to more karaoke bars if they were serving me dinner.
This is... I just love this so much. I wish more artists, maybe in the one-hit wonder department, would do things like that.
Just have some fun and be willing to, like, you know, not, I mean, he's not really poking fun of himself, although I love that he posts these videos because there's not a single person that seems to know who the hell he is, and I love that he's aware of that and is okay with that. And
humble.
He's having a good time with it.
Do you guys know that song?
Yes!
Dude, I was obsessed with that song. That song, like... I was just like, man, this is heavy. This is a great freaking song.
It was in soundtracks, Danny. Sarah? It was on TV shows. It was
this
everywhere.
Was emo before emo, bro.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Couldn't be held responsible for the life of him.
First place.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
The funny part is I go on YouTube and I'm looking at like the comments about the song The Freshman, which was, I did love that song. I heard it a bunch when I worked at the end. Jeez.
I bet.
But... The amount of nostalgia that people are having is very entertaining and kind of sad at the same time. Because, like, I think it just triggered both of us. We're like, oh, my gosh, it brings us back. Some of these comments, one person wrote about The Freshman, says, the 1990s were the absolute pinnacle of hope, culture, and actual human connection across all platforms. It was perfect.
Wow. That's deep.
Another comment said, this song makes me wish it was the 90s again. Man, life was so simple. No cell phones, barely any internet, just good music.
All of these people are so sad. Well, and you two are these people.
It doesn't get any better.
Well, we all know Sarah was thriving in the 80s, so.
Well, I mean, the 90s.
Yeah, when you hear Come On Eileen, I bet you feel the same way, right?
Come On Eileen? Why does that?
Oh, act like you don't know. Someone said, I'm officially at the age where I'm telling my son about the good old days. The 90s were the best years ever. It makes me want to cry every time I think back to being a kid in the 90s. It was amazing. Now I'm 35 and life sucks.
Wow.
Never grow up. You don't have to.
So I'm getting kind of like a little weird. This song reminds me of when I was 16 years old and pregnant. He ran and I decided to step up and keep my son. He's the best thing that ever happened to me.
Wow.
I like
big
one.
Feelings.
All right, this is a good one. It's very deep. So pass the bong, please. We don't search for old songs. We search for old memories.
Oh, no. Hashtag emo night.
Right? I mean, you're witnessing it. Granted, now we're talking about the 2000s. Like, this is triggering like the 90s nostalgia for me and a little bit for Taryn as well. I mean, emo night is basically nostalgia for... the millennials.
Yeah, where it's 80s nights for us. Like,
yes.
It's always funny to think about, like, how people used to go out to bars for 80s night, and now it's essentially, that's what emo night is. And all these dance parties.
And
new metal night. Oh, 100%. All those things.
And I remember thinking, like, well, give it up. The 80s are over. Why are you going to a bar and paying money to dance to these 80s songs? And now people are doing that with, like, My Chemical Romance and Fall Out Boy and all those and Linkin Park. It's hilarious.
And especially when these one-hit wonders just, like, bring you back. Yes. I love a one-hit wonder. I think if I was ever going to be, like, a famous for music, I would want to be a one-hit wonder. Because then you could go to a bar like Brian Vander Ark does and not be recognized.
I'd want to be like a little bit more popular than the Verve Pipe. Like, I don't know if like they were big enough of a one-hit wonder to pay their bills. Like, I'd want to be like Sugar Ray. Granted, they had multiple hits, but they had enough hits where like they're rich, they got their money, and unless you're the lead singer, nobody knows who the F you are. And I think that would be awesome.
Ideal. A music website actually just came up with 5 iconic one-hit wonders that have been karaoke classics for years now.
The Freshman by the Verve Pipe.
So we want to put ourselves to the test. We're going to spin a wheel and see which one we each have to attempt to sing for you, Rockaholics.
No.
Yeah. We're going to find out what those songs are after Audio Slave.
The Daily Mix Show.
The website American Songwriter came up with 5 iconic one-hit wonders that have become karaoke classics. So we had an idea, Steve.
Yes.
That instead of playing these songs.
A stupid idea.
Let's sing them instead, karaoke style.
I'm already nervous. So yeah, we've put all five songs on a wheel. And we're going to spin the wheel, but we've also put all of our names on a wheel as well. So not all of us are going to have to sing. But some of us will.
And I hope it's you.
I hope for the audience it's not me.
You're my first round draft
pick. Yeah, you have the best voice out of all of us.
All right, so should we figure out who's going to sing first?
Sure.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to spin the wheel. All right, it's just past my name, so I'm in the clear. It looks like it might be.
Oh, my God.
T-Dog, yeah. Taryn Daly. Ah, suck it. All right, there you go.
Okay.
All right, so the five songs, I'll give them to you. It's Kiss Me by Sixpence, None the Richer.
Oh, yes.
Macarena by Los Del Rio.
No, please no.
Torn by Natalie Imbruglia.
Okay.
What?
This one scares me. What's Up by Four Non Blondes.
Which is one of my karaoke songs, so.
Oh,
Lord help us.
Of course.
And I feel like this is the one that any of us would be okay with doing, because I don't think you really need to be able to sing. Ice Ice Baby, Vanilla Ice.
But you better be able to dance.
Yeah.
Dun, 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 yeah. Dun, dun, dun. All right, are we ready to spin the wheel to find out which one you're going to have to sing karaoke
Let's go.
To? All right.
Oh.
Kiss Me. Yes, by Sixpence, None the Richer.
I love
Wasn't
that
this
song.
On the soundtrack for She's All That, Danny?
I have no idea.
Oh, come on.
All right, so I got the karaoke version. Are you ready to do this?
I'm really scared.
All right, here we go.
Wow.
Open the diaphragm.
Everybody, clap your hands. It's T-Dog singing Kiss Me.
Kiss me, out of the bearded barley nightly, beside the green, green grass.
Swing, do you know the song?
Swing the spinning step. You wear those shoes and I will wear that dress. Twilight, lead me.
Danny likes this song more than
out
I thought.
On yeah, it's awesome. Lit floor, lift your open hand, strike up the band and make the fireflies dance, silver moon sparkling. So kiss me.
You know what? Better than I thought.
And honestly, at this point, like I'm wondering where that voice was when we did live. Night,
oh, when you're singing
months.
The Kinks?
Yeah, I mean, that was amazing.
Oh, thanks, Danny.
I think that's more in her range. Yeah. That's why.
And yeah. Amazing absolutely more is a range. Stretch.
No,
she
amazing.
Didn't even start on cue.
I was okay. a little thrown off.
Don't say amazing, guys.
She didn't start on time. You're absolutely right. She kind of sounded like drunk Bill Murray trying to sing songs. But you pulled it together. High five. Way to go.
I can't wait for you to get Sarah on one of these. One
All
time.
Right, so we've taken you off the wheel. Let's see now who's next. So now it's between me, Danny, and Sarah.
Oh, God.
Yes! Yes. Oh, my God. Yes. Sweet yes. redemption.
Yes. Yes. Who is it?
Sarah.
That's what I get.
Oh, I can't wait.
Oh,
no.
Man.
This
Sorry.
Is awesome.
So we've taken Kiss Me off of the list. So now all we have left is Macarena.
Please.
Torn. Please know what's up. And Ice Ice Baby. Kind of want to hear her do Macarena.
That's what I'm rooting for.
Vanilla Ice. Ice Ice Baby. Do you know the song?
No, I know the chorus.
All right, well, here we go.
Oh, God.
Oh, here we go.
All right, stop. Collaborate and listen. Ice back with a brand new invention. Something grabs a hold of me tightly. Flow like a harpoon daily and nightly. Will it ever stop? Yo, I don't know. Turn off the lights and I'll glow. To the extreme, I rock a mic with like a vandal, like a stage, and wax a champ like a candle. Damn,
okay,
go.
I'm giving up.
You know,
you goofed on her for not being on time?
Listen, that was a rap song.
And what kind of music do you like?
Kiss me. Na, 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 na. Sarah, I cannot wait to go to karaoke night with you sometime.
I'll practice that.
We're going to crush it.
I think we have enough time for one more, so it's between Danny and I.
Oh, God.
Oh, my gosh. I feel bad. We saved the worst for last.
Let's
and really, the worst is either me or Danny.
Yeah, it's true.
Okay, let's spin the wheel. I hope it's you, Danny. Oh, I think it's going to be our boy, Danny V.
Conveniently, the one spinning the wheel doesn't get picked.
Yeah.
Like, I have control of this.
Whatever.
What do you think? There's like a special button that I'm hitting? Like, eh. No Migs.
You know what the funny thing is, too, is that Adam, so I was hoping for either Kiss Me or I Said Baby. I know the Macarena, but I don't know. I don't even know the other two songs that you mentioned.
Also, I saw a text. Someone said, can you have Sarah try and pronounce Collaborate again?
Yeah, I know. Collab.
Collabate. All right, Danny. No. There are three songs left on this.
Hooray.
It's Macarena, or as you said,
the Macarena.
It's Torn, or What's Up, which I really don't think we should subject our audience to. Okay. Although Taryn wants that one so bad.
I don't even know what song that is.
Oh, I'm sure you know it if you heard it.
Maybe.
Which will it be? Well, you know what? You're going to have to know it because it is Four Non-Blondes. What's up?
Wow.
Do you know this one?
I still don't know the song. Oh.
What?
No.
So good.
I'm so glad I just completely got out of this. I might go to the bathroom if someone tried singing this at karaoke, to be honest with you.
What song is this?
You're going to get it, Danny. You're going to be just fine.
Taryn might have to help you. Here we go.
25 years of my life still trying to get up that great big hill of hope. For a destination.
You know what? You aren't lying. You don't know the song.
I realized quickly what I should know. That the world was made up of this brotherhood of a man.
Who are you, Jack Black?
For whatever that means.
Yes, sir.
And so I cry sometimes when I'm lying in my bed. Just to get it all out. Just like in the head. I'm feeling a little peculiar.
What is this voice he's doing?
So I'm so awake in the morning. And I step outside. I take a breath. And I get real high. And I scream at the top of my lungs. What's going on?
That's right.
And I say.
Danny, you really have never heard that song. That was like the blindest karaoke of ever.
Never once in my life have heard that song.
I kind of wish it was deaf karaoke.
That was so bad.
You're welcome. You're welcome, everyone.
Thanks, Mario/Jack Black.
I literally have tears. Oh, God.
Based on the text so far, it looks like you're leading the pack. One person said, Taryn Daly, that's almost angelic.
Oh.
Almost.
Thank you.
You know, if it's 90s songs, I'm going to just lean into the whole 90s voice there. Okay?
Oh, you nailed it. Yeah.
Thank you.
You sounded like Linda Perry. Yeah. Someone said, I hope your guitar playing is better than your singing.
It's not.
Can confirm it is. Rockaholics, we need someone to call up and play Beat Migs this morning. And he has a record of 5 wins, 2 losses, and 2 ties so far in 2025.
What's going on?
The number is 206-803-ROCK. And we will play Beat Migs at 6:50.
The Daily Migs Show.